This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Boy, midsummer, suddenly it seems like it's flying by, and a lot of people, especially when it gets hot, want to take a dip in the pool or a dip in the lake, and you may think, well, Erie's close to the north. Unfortunately, we found out the water there isn't very attractive for many reasons. Joining us is the Executive Director of Penn Environment, David Mazur. David, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Laird.
I mean, we waited all year to go to a summer beach like Erie. Thousands and thousands of people do. However, you've been testing the waters there, and we did hear over the July 4th weekend they had an issue at Presque Isle. So what is the status of the water and the cleanliness?
Yes, well, Penn Environment released its newest study yesterday called Safe for Swimming. And as you said, we looked at testing done by local and state officials that they reported to the Environmental Protection Agency. And we looked at data for last summer. And unfortunately, what we found is every single beach at Presque Isle, unfortunately, tested positive for fecal bacteria and fecal matter at least once during the swimming season.
How is this happening? I mean, are they dumping sewage into the lake?
It's a great question. Often what we see is that, yes, a lot of this pollution can come from our old sewer systems that when it rains and we have heavy downpours, combines the things going down our toilets, our sinks, and our showers with stormwater runoff, and it can't always treat it, and it backs it up into our rivers, lakes, and streams, which then creates that really nasty cocktail, which can create these elevated levels of fecal matter that we find, unfortunately, at our beaches.
And if someone is to get sick, what the, I guess the symptoms are nausea, diarrhea, ear infections, just from going in the water. So are you recommending people don't go in the water at Erie beaches?
No, certainly on many days the beaches are safe enough for swimming. I think people have to do their homework, though, before they go. You can check Erie's beaches at Presque Isle. Actually have a pretty good educational system when you get onto the island, telling you which beaches are open and closed. You can also call state officials to find out. So there is data. It's just unfortunate that now folks have to do their homework before they go. We saw last year, particularly at Presque Isle's popular Beach 11, on almost 60% of the days tested, it had more days than any of those beaches that it tested potentially unsafe for swimming. So people just have to do their homework before they go.
Well, okay, so they do the homework, but then what? I mean, are there any steps you're recommending that they take when they're near the water? Or
yeah, Presque Isle, the good thing is Presque Isle has about 8 or 9 different beaches you can go to. So For example, when I was at Presque Isle yesterday, you couldn't swim at Beach 11, but you could still swim at Beaches 1 and 2. Barracks Beach is another one. So, but, you know, it does probably hinder people from wanting to go. And that's not only bad for our enjoyment of the beach. It's also not great for the local economy that relies on that business coming in of those beachgoers.
Yeah, that's sad. And I'm curious, David, so where can people find out this information easily if they are going?
Yeah, the easiest way is to check for the Presque Isle website, or when you get to the island, they have an enormous sign right at the front that tells you which beaches are open and closed on that specific day. So that was really the best. And there were a lot of people there yesterday, hot day like today, but they were only at the beaches that were open based on that signage at Presque Isle.
What about after you've been at the beach? What kind of steps are recommended after that?
Sure. You should always make sure you're taking a good shower afterwards, either which way, especially if you have kids, making sure they're doing the same. Children are particularly vulnerable if there are pollutants like that in the water. Those are really the best steps you can take. And, you know, if you have an ear infection or open cuts, you should be cognizant of that before you get into the water. You know, those can be really points where you could have health problems if the water is contaminated. Those are the sorts of things I think swimmers need to be thinking about before they go.
Is this something that happens often?
Yeah, sadly, our study found, we looked at actually hundreds of beaches, data from hundreds of beaches across the country. The country, the Great Lakes, the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean beaches, and found that often a huge percentage of those have at least one day, if not multiple days, that exceed the health-based standard that the Environmental Protection Agency uses. So it really is a chronic problem. And I think until we do the investments we have to do in our sewer systems across the country, and bring our water infrastructure into the 21st century, we'll continue, unfortunately, to have these problems. And honestly, they'll probably get worse with climate change, where we have more severe downpours flooding our sewer systems and hotter days that can raise the water temperature and trigger algae and other contaminants in the water.
Oh, lovely. Well, don't drink the water, that's for sure. Meanwhile,
yes.
Appreciate the update, David. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
David Mazur, Executive Director for the Penn Environment Research and Policy Center.
And David touched on something I was going to ask, but then I thought maybe we better not because it might sidetrack us. But that is the infrastructure question. I mean, what is the fix for all of this? And it just sounds exactly like the other big problems we're confronting in our region, bridges and roadways, and now it's the water system, right?
Yes.
Sewers.
Antiquated in many ways. I know they've worked hard, for instance, to remove the lead piping around the region. That's been a years-long process, and they've made great progress. That said, you know, what do you do if you have these major storms and you get an overflow? It happens. So I guess you got to pay attention. And in this case, that's Lake Erie.
I had no idea that that would be a byproduct of that event. You would think that it would be the reverse, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure it's the same in many areas for lakes and rivers, too. So just a heads up. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the Pittsburgh City Controller, Rachel Heisler. There is trouble brewing financially
yes.
for the city.
She used the word precarious yesterday.
Next, listen to 100.1 FM AM 1020 on your Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's free to download, and you can watch online the KDK radio video stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And we have a brand new KDK radio YouTube page. We got you going everywhere. Joining us is Pittsburgh Controller, the City of Pittsburgh's Rachel Heisler. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Larry. It's nice to be with you today. Thanks for the invitation to come on.
Yeah, well, you raised a lot of eyebrows yesterday. Before we get to that, I want to make sure people understand what a controller does for a city.
Sure. So the City Controller is the third branch of government in the City of Pittsburgh. The mayor is the executive. The legislative branch is City Council. And that check and balance on the rest of city government is the City Controller. Our office has three core functions: accounting, we manage the city's books; accounts payable, we pay the city's bills; and then auditing, which evaluates that spending for economy, efficiency, and scale.
And that said, your report yesterday, as you called it, precarious, disturbing for the city. So step through for us where the city stands as of today, as we're more than halfway now through first part of the year.
We are, so what we did is we have been monitoring city finances, obviously on an ongoing basis, but presenting figures to city council and to the mayor on a quarterly basis as it relates to city overtime. And that's sort of what the impetus for this yesterday's press conference was just to flag the situation with overtime. We are at 77% of budget as of June 30th, so 17% higher than we should be, 27% higher than we should be at this point in the year. And there's no plan for organizational changes or operational changes that need to be made to rein in overtime. And evaluating overtime, you know, we're looking at the overall picture of where we are mid-year. And at this point, this point in the year, we have spent $24 million more in 2025 than we spent in 2024 when you do not include our debt payments. And, you know, that paints a really troubling picture because we don't have the American Rescue Plan anymore. Over the course of the last 4 years, we've deposited more than $200 million into our operating budget, which doesn't include investments elsewhere, like the lead line replacement work we've done. We received $335 million from the federal government in 2021 and 2022 to fight against the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. And that money's gone. And we need to be very, very diligent about where we move going forward with city spending. And it's, you know, our analysis is pretty simple. Costs are rising faster than revenue. We're spending money faster than we're bringing it in, and it's not sustainable.
Rachel, according to what you were saying yesterday and what I hear you saying again this morning, is that since there's no clear plan in place to get some budget controls on overtime and premium pay, we're looking at a $20 million overrun by the end of the year for these two items. Well, where does that money come from? I mean, what's going to happen?
Well, so we have, over the course of the last 20 years, we've built a considerable fund balance, and that it's, we call it the rainy day fund. And that is true. It's for rainy days. And when we use that money for general operating, it's not smart on a year over year basis, right? That is literally for a rainy day. We dipped into it during the, in 2020, during the COVID-19 pandemic. And over the course of the next 5 years, we are budgeted to spend almost 70% of that money. We're going to spend $130 million of the rainy day fund, of our fund balance. And that's where overages are ultimately going to come from if we can't figure out a way to both grow revenue and contain costs. And both of those things need to be what we're discussing. We need to talk about how to grow revenue, and we need to talk about cost containment.
We're with Pittsburgh City Controller Rachel Heisler. What does the city council say? They have a responsibility fiscally to deal with this. What's the feedback once you present the numbers?
Feedback has been people are interested and they want to, you know, city council seems to be engaged to a degree that they haven't been, but they are responsible too. The mayor presents a budget and city council votes on it. Our office certifies revenue, but we do not certify expenditures, and the city controller's office is not a budgeting entity. So part of the burden of this responsibility falls to city council to act and to make sure expenditure projections are accurate and that we are addressing our financial issues every year. And we're looking at where we can make changes with spending and how we can grow revenue. And the responsibility falls to all of us.
Rachel, what could city council conceivably do concrete between now and the end of the year to change this? Anything at all?
Well, what I think they need to do is when the mayor presents his budget in early September, there needs to be a conversation about realistic expenditure expectations and see where things are, and real feedback needs to be provided. When you look at overtime, the Fire Bureau, for example, is at 70% of budgeted overtime as of June 30th, and there was no, the fire department did not even get a budget hearing last year before city council. And so that we need to make sure that those conversations are happening in a formal way between the bureaus and the departments and city council, and that we're being honest with the public about expectations in terms of expenditures. You know, we there are some things we can't deal with on a micro level because they're macro trends, right? Tariffs are increasing costs and trade wars are increasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And costs, and you know, there's a general slowdown in the American economy, so we can't, you know, people aren't buying and selling homes, which is impacting revenue because of our deed transfer tax. But we need to be honest about where we really see things moving forward so that realistic changes can be made in terms of expenditures. And I, as I mentioned yesterday, what can we push pause on so we can make sure we're fulfilling our basic obligations to city residents, city businesses, and city stakeholders in terms of public safety and public works? Our first responsibility in this with the city of Pittsburgh is to make sure people are safe and to make sure things are clean. And anything beyond that needs to be evaluated for, you know, to determine if it's something we desperately need this year or if it's something that needs to be put on pause moving forward.
Thanks for shedding the light. Rachel, appreciate your time this morning.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much for the invitation.
Pittsburgh City Controller Rachel Heisler. I'd love to have her stop by and look at my budget. See, what I like about it is it's an independent, and that's why I wanted to make sure up front people understand that her role as controller is to operate independently, to just look at the numbers.
And she has consistently offered us warnings and cautions about these issues, and she's been very consistent at that, and the conversation coming from the mayor's office has been, we're okay, there's nothing to worry about.
Well, it's interesting, if you're a lame duck mayor and you're getting ready to exit at the end of this year now, just, you know, not even five and a half months away, what can you do between here and there for that budget in September? It's an interesting dynamic.
Yes, another mayor is going to inherit that budget, right?
Yeah. Right, that's my point, exactly, and current mayor may say, well, it'll be his problem. I'm not worried about it. I don't know. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Thursday at this time, we welcome the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. You can see Doc on our live stream. Go to kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and we've also added the KDK Radio YouTube page. Doc, I was thinking, it's been a long couple of decades since I met you, and so much has happened since, and you brought us so many great stories and innovations. I was bragging on you the other day. You're the first person I ever heard talk about stem cell research in the pet world and the animal world, and then, of course, how that has translated into the human world, and a lot of interesting things. You brought parasites to us, the Shumway and I, Paul, that was a morning.
How thoughtful.
Yes, it was very thoughtful.
Bringing parasites, yes.
I can't shake what I saw that day. But our first question today, here we go, TikTok again. And this comes from Kevin in Mount Washington. We've been going on a lot of hikes lately. He's talking about he and his dog. What's the best way to check the dog for ticks afterwards? This is a great question, and I would imagine it has a lot to do with the fur and body style. And so where do you begin to look?
Yeah, you know, on a dog like mine, long-haired shepherd, it's very hard, you know, to try to find ticks on him. So, but what you do is you just go over them slowly with your hands, check the classic areas under the collar, around the ears, in the groin, in the armpits, between the toes. That's where the ticks like to go. It seems like the head and neck, and then, you know, the armpits, groin, and between the toes are the classic areas. So just go over them slowly. If you find them, remove them, discard them. And when I say discard them, burn them, flush them. But it's it is important to do that, especially if you live in a wooded area like I do, or you go for walks and any grassy area. We find ticks even in the lawn because of deer and rabbits and mice. They all carry ticks too.
Yeah, what is the average, for instance, let's just say a white-tailed deer. How many ticks on average might be on a wild deer?
500 is the average.
500.
100 on a rabbit and 9 on a mouse, a field mouse. I thought that was very interesting. And the mice, according to a study that was done down in Louisiana, the mice that have ticks live longer than the mice that don't have ticks. So there seems to be some kind of symbiotic relationship. Nobody discovered what it is, but it was just an interesting finding.
All right. Well, that ticks me off.
Dr. Mike, I'm curious too, you know, if you are a dog owner, pet owner, that you come back and find some ticks that you remove from your dog's fur coat. I mean, how concerned should we be if they're already getting treatment for Lyme disease, for example?
Well, the good news is that if you do that, then they don't have time to attach, get a blood meal. And it takes 36 to 48 hours for that tick to transmit, say, Lyme disease after it bites your dog. So by helping whatever product you're using, and of course, I'm using NexGard, but I still go over my dogs when they come in. If we're out for a walk, I go over my dogs looking for ticks. I spray the Listerine over them, the Listerine water, 90% Listerine and 10% water solution. Just put it in a spray bottle, spray it over their coat. So that helps too. And a lot of times if a tick gets on them, you'll see them crawling, trying to get away. I'm lucky. I haven't seen many ticks on my dogs, but I'm very vigilant. It doesn't mean I ever stop.
Just you talking about it's making me itchy. All right, Katie in North Park.
Two ticks on me. It's like I did a better job on my dogs than I did myself.
Well, I had that traumatic experience. I actually called Doc on a weekend, and I felt guilty, but it to me, it was a big deal. I think Doc Don't was secretly saying, really, Larry? When I found that tick, I thought it was a piece of fuzz just above my knee, and I flipped it. And then when the leg started moving, that's when I started feeling that a queasy sensation of, oh, my gosh, now I got to deal with this. So it's not fun. All right, a person in North Park, Katie, wants to know, I saw a snake in our yard. Are snake bites a big concern for pets in our area?
You know, I don't let any of my dogs go around in brushy areas under rocks. If they start sniffing, I call them away. And yeah, snake bites can be very serious. I mean, the venomous snakes around us, they see more copperheads than they do rattlesnakes, but they're both venomous. The copperhead, any of those bites, you should have checked out immediately. Don't put tourniquets on them. Don't try to suck the venom. That's all old news. That doesn't help. That can actually hinder. But get them to a veterinarian right away, because the toxins in the venom can cause cellulitis or severe pain and inflammation of the limb. Usually dogs get bit in the face or the front paws, and it can cause severe pain and even end up in amputation if it's not addressed. So I always tell people, do your best to keep them out of those wooded, brushy, and rocky areas. And then if they do get bitten, take it very seriously and get it to your veterinarian.
Before we get to our next question with Paul, Doc, how can something so tiny create such havoc with us?
Oh, I know. It's not just that. Even spiders, you know, venomous spiders. You get a black widow, a brown recluse spider. I've seen them slough the skin on the inside of a dog's thigh, where just after a week, the skin was gone. It was horrendous. So, yeah, it's just we have some of these little creatures, you know, the snakes and the spiders and some of these insects and the ticks that can be a nightmare. Fortunately, you don't hear too much about snake bites, but it is a thing, especially people that like to go on hikes. You know, you go up in Cook Forest, you better be watching out for snakes. You go out to any place in Pennsylvania where there's rocky, wooded areas, you could have rattlesnakes or you could have copperheads. And around us in Harrisville, they found a den, they were fixing a bridge and they had to stop the construction for a while because they found a whole bunch of copperheads. Mm. And the workers said, nope, we're not working.
No, I don't blame them.
So Taylor in South Fayette wants to know how they can distinguish between overheating or just normal panting in a dog.
You know, I like that question. So especially this time of year, normal panting is usually rhythmic. You know, they're panting. It doesn't look stressed. And if they're overheated, their eyes get glassy. They start to get thick saliva. They look like they're in trouble. And if you don't know, cool them down. Err on the side of caution. If you're not sure, cool them down. I'm always wetting my dogs if I have them outside in this hot, humid weather, just because it's a better thing to do. If you're not sure. But panting would be rhythmic. It would be normal. They don't look like they're about to die. They're just cooling down. And when they get overheated, it's very serious, very quick. And that thick, viscous saliva and that desperate look and where their eyes are all glazed over, that's overheating.
You're talking about the dog or our colleagues?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
by the way, Paul, we had a celebrity sighting. I was at Bartram's in Cranberry, and I was with a couple of guys, and we were just talking, and one of them goes, hey, I think that's that Dr. Mike over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, it is. So good to see you out and about, Doc. Thanks, as always, and we'll talk next Thursday.
It's always my pleasure. I was just as excited to see you, Larry. So
that was great. I haven't seen you in person for a while. So
I know. It was good to bump into you.
All right. Go to animalgeneral.net. We have a link at kdkradio.com. Thanks, Dr. Mike.
You're welcome. Take care.
Shell Costagreles is here. It is time for the annual tradition, the Greek Food Festival. Good to see. We were trying to figure out how many years you've been doing this with me. 20?
At least.
Never change.
Either have you.
Good answer for both of us. Well, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
So tell us about the great Greek foods. I'm telling you, I love it.
I know you do. Well, come on down to the 42nd annual Greek Food Festival at Epapandi, Presentation of Christ Greek Orthodox Church on Electric Avenue. And we are there starting today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And come on down for souvlaki, the shish kebab. Gyros, you have to have gyros.
Yes.
Basticho, moussaka, all the good food, as well as pastries. Baklava included, lukumadas, the honey balls, galatopuriko, the custard. And guess what? No Greek festival is not complete unless you have Greek music and dancing. And every evening, the Grecian Odyssey dancers are performing at 7 and 8:15, as well as the Junior Olympians at around 6 o'clock. And also, we like to show our Greek philoxenia, our hospitality, and you can take church tours to see our rich Orthodox faith.
Well, it sounds like you've done this before.
Oh, once or twice.
Michelle. Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Very generous of you to come in. I look forward to seeing you every year. When I get the text, I know all goodies will arrive, and I'm partial to the desserts, although all the foods are good. So, ouzo and opa.
Opa.
Opa. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
755 KDK from the PGA Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Making you jealous, Ellen.
No, let me tell you. making me hungry too. All right. So as you're heading out and about on the area roads, folks, and heading through Oakland specifically, please do watch. Lots of crews on the scene with an earlier accident still dealing with this on Bayard Street at North Belfield Avenue. The ride on 28 southbound toward town, you have a lot of company right now. Heavy past the Shaler Waterworks all the way down past the 31st Street Bridge. We have the Parkway West inbound stacked before the top of Green Tree Hill. Outbound a little bit slow over the Green Tree Interchange area as well, and then sluggish in the I-79 interchange out through the Campbell's Run Road construction zone. Parkway East inbound stacks at Wilkinsburg. Outbound, it's backing right around the Big Bend as you head for those Squirrel Hill tunnels. Lots of delays there. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:05. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.